As we're women, we're used to being productive and efficient. But the liminal space requires patience and trust, and trusting that the steps you're taking, even if they feel uncertain right now, will lead you to a better place. Are you a rural farming woman, wife, or mother struggling to find peace in your busy life? Do you find yourself trying to squeeze joy out of your daily routine, manage stress that seems never-ending, and somehow reconnect with your passions in the midst of it all? Do you love your rural life, yet often feel overwhelmed by the challenges it brings? Welcome to Cultivate Contentment, the podcast designed just for you. I'm Jessica Knight, a fellow rural woman, wife, and mother, and I get it. I've been there. Right there in the trenches, juggling the demands of farm life, motherhood, and carving out moments to take care of myself. Come along with me and my guests as we explore balancing farm life with personal needs on a realistic level. Practical ways to sprinkle a little joy and peace into your daily routine, nurturing relationships without losing your sense of self, and how to keep stress at bay and prevent burnout, all while staying focused on what we really want, feeling content and settled in our lives. So whether you're savoring a cup of coffee before the morning chaos begins, stealing a moment of quiet on your drive to town, or popping in your earbuds while wrestling with laundry and dishes, I invite you to join me. Let's laugh, learn, and cultivate contentment together. Hello, and welcome back to Cultivate Contentment, where today we are continuing our discussion about change. This is part two, so if you haven't listened to part one, jump back an episode. I'll pop a link in the show notes and join us where it all started. So last week we talked about how difficult and uncomfortable change can feel, especially when we're stepping outside of the roles and traditions that we've held on to for so long. We looked at why it's so hard to make change and push through discomfort, especially in rural life, where so much is rooted in rural tradition. So setting the stage for today, we're going to pick up where we left off and explore what happens after you've taken that first step towards change, but you're not quite where you want to be yet either. This is what is called the liminal space. It's uncomfortable, but important middle ground where you're figuring out who you're becoming. This liminal space idea I was introduced to about a year ago at a workshop that I went to for rural women in leadership. And it's the concept that there's a transitional period where you've left behind the old you, but haven't yet fully stepped into the new you. It's that uncomfortable in-between phase where things feel uncertain and unsettled. For rural women, farm wives, mothers, this can be particularly challenging because so much of life revolves around routines and roles and responsibilities that have been clearly defined for generations. When you're in this liminal space, it can be really disorientating. Like you're no longer the person you once were, but you haven't yet figured out who you're becoming. So it's often in this space that we really start to question the decisions that we've made, because you know where you've been and you know where you want to get to, but the space between the two seems absolutely huge, especially when you've taken that first step. So you're not in the old space anymore and you're just sitting around in this middle space going, oh, what have I done? Because where you want to be seems so far away. So for many rural women, stepping into change means that you're leaving behind old habits and routines or roles that have been a part of your identity for a long time, whether it's a shift in how you manage your household, your farm duties, your relationships. You might feel like you're losing a piece of yourself or letting go of something that's deeply connected to your identity. But at the same time, you haven't fully embraced the new you yet. And that uncertainty can be really unsettling. For example, if you're someone who's transitioning from handling every farm task, or you handled all the household duties alone, to someone who's learning to delegate, ask for help, create boundaries, that in-between stage where you've let go of your old habits but haven't fully settled into your new way of doing things is this liminal space. And it's often where the most personal growth happens, even if it's uncomfortable. If you're taking on a new role on the farm, it can be where you have to learn new skills. It can also be unsettling. I know when I started doing things on the farm, it was nerve-wracking. I went from working in an office where I knew everything and I knew what was expected of me to working on the farm where honestly I didn't know anything. So every day was learning something new. And I hadn't been in that environment since, you know, I was in primary school, because even in high school where, yes, you're learning new things in your subjects, the routine of the day and the expectations of you are already set. Now, what I find really interesting is that as adults, we take on these new challenges and changes and just expect to jump in and everything will just work and we'll be fine. But the reality is, it often doesn't end up that way. So when we're kids and there's a big change coming, we spend a lot of time preparing our kids for that change. I know that we are coming to the end of a school year. So my kids will go through the process of getting their new classes for next year. And the process at their school is that they sit down one day and they write down 4 kids that they would like to be in a class with next year. And so these go to the teachers, and the teachers obviously take them into account. They also take classroom dynamics into account, the learning levels of all the different kids in the class, maybe the kids that probably shouldn't be together because they cause too much trouble. And then they have a day towards the end of the year where they get told what their classes are going to be, who's going to be in them, who's going to be their teacher, what room they're going to be in, and they spend a day in that class. At the end of the day, they still go back to the class that they were in this year and they get to see all their friends and, you know, everything goes back to normal. But they've had that day of preparation for next year. So when it's that first day of school where there's always some nerves and things because you're going up a year level and you know things are going to be different, they at least know who's going to be in the classroom, where they've got to go, and who their teacher is. We're helping these kids that are getting a little bit anxious prepare for that change. So when we as adults are making change, why don't we put these little practices in place for ourselves? Why do we think that we can just jump on in and not expect to feel uncomfortable, out of place, and just totally overwhelmed because we've just jumped off a cliff? So I know that this is what I do. I say I'm going to do something and I just go, I'm going. This is it. Instead of sort of going, okay, I'll just ease myself in. I'll try a little bit of change. I'm very much a no. If we're doing this, we're going all in and we're getting it done. And I know that many times when I've done that and then I sit there and I go back to my old safe space because I haven't prepared myself for the change that I want to make. I haven't put safety nets in. I haven't given myself time to acclimatize myself to the new space that I'm in, and then it all just falls in a heap. So I think we really need to be aware that putting some transitional time in when we're making a change can make a really big difference on the long-term outcome. In real life, especially on farms that are multi-generational, roles are often clearly defined, deeply rooted in tradition. There's a set way of doing things that have always been done where stepping out of the mold can feel like you're stepping into uncharted territory. And as rural women, you're often juggling many roles, wife, mother, farmer, business partner. And when you start making changes in any one of these areas, it can feel like you're disrupting that delicate balance. The liminal space can feel even more intense because the expectations placed on you, both by yourself, by your family, by your community, are tied to generations of tradition. So whether you're making a small change, like altering your daily routine, or something bigger, like stepping into a new role on the farm or in your personal life, you're not only navigating your discomfort, but the weight of family and community expectations. So often doing things in small incremental steps can help maybe take off some of this pressure, some of this weight of expectation, because when you do things gradually, it's not such a big shock to everyone when you do it. And it helps with that transitional phase. You're not just jumping in and then adding all this extra pressure on yourself because everyone goes, wow, well, that was a huge thing. Whereas if you take these small incremental steps, these small transitional steps, it can ease that weight of expectation. I think too, with this transitional period, it leads into that when you're sitting in that liminal space, it's really a waiting game. You are waiting for the impact of what you're trying to do to happen. You want to make these changes to reach a certain point, but it takes time. And there's a certain type of tension with not yet arriving at where you want to be and just sort of sitting in this space and going, okay, well, I'm doing all the things. When do I get to that point that I want to be? And in farming life, we're used to seeing the results of our hard work, whether it's a successful harvest or a well-managed household. But when you're in the liminal space, the results aren't immediate. You've taken these steps for change, but you haven't yet seen the fruits of your labor. And this can create tension because as we're women, we're used to being productive and efficient. But the liminal space requires patience and trust, and trusting that the steps you're taking, even if they feel uncertain right now, will lead you to a better place. I think when we look at this, we've got to think of it as you're planting a harvest. You prepare the soil, you plant the seeds, you fertilize, you irrigate, you wait for the sun to shine, and then you wait for it to grow. As farmers, we know this process. We know that this is what we have to do to get a good crop out of the season. So when we apply that to our own lives and our change, you've got to look at it in the same context that you have to prepare yourself, plant the seed, nurture the seed in whatever form that needs to be. If it's a business, that you've got to take all the steps over time to get it to the place where you launch it and you start making money from it. If it's for your house, it's putting in daily routines that are then restructured to weekly routines, and everyone then knows what's happening. And finally, everyone follows those routines without you having to follow up on anything or hustle any of the kids to say, you haven't done this, you haven't done that, because it takes time for these things to be put in place, for these changes to come into effect and actually achieve the goal that you're working for. Think of it in terms of farming. We're actually really good at waiting and putting change in place. And we just have to look at our own lives. One of the hardest parts of being in the liminal space is resisting the urge to slip back into the old ways. It's really tempting to return to what's familiar, even if you know that it's no longer serving you. For example, if you've started delegating farm or household tasks and you feel uncomfortable with how things are being done by others, raise your hand, those with perfectionist personalities, you might be really tempted to jump back in and take over. Or if you've set new boundaries with your time, the guilt of not doing it all or not doing what everyone wants might make you revert back to old habits. I know that I do this. I have struggled to let go of things that I've done in the house for many, many years because the kids are suddenly old enough to do those things, but they don't do them perfectly. They don't do them as I would do them. And I've got to take that step back and say, yeah, it might not be how I would do them. And it might not be for years to come yet, but they're getting involved. They're doing things. And that's going to take things off my plate eventually. So I've got to resist that urge to take over because the change is a process. They're not going to know how to do something perfectly the first time they do it. And probably not even the first 50 times they do it. but they will get there eventually. But if I don't allow that change time to happen, then they'll never get there. Growth requires staying in that discomfort of the liminal space and trusting the process. It's just planting seeds. You don't see immediate results, but with time and care, those seeds will grow. Now, the liminal space, it's uncomfortable. It's also a great time of reflection, which I know can make many rural women even more uncomfortable. Talking with a friend this week who said their earbuds went flat when they were on a walk and they just had to walk in silence, and how confronting it was to just be in their head with their own thoughts. That is what the liminal space feels like. It's a chance to reassess your priorities, values, what you truly want in life, all the heavy stuff. So it's not comfortable. There is nothing comfortable about sitting in a space where those are the things that you're constantly thinking about. Rural women often don't have much time to reflect on that because our lives are so demanding. So when we do get that time, it's really confronting. But being in this space gives you the chance to pause, think about where you're going and why. Are you making changes that align with your values? Are you setting yourself up for a more balanced, fulfilling life? These are important questions to ask while you're in this space. Values, I talked about them a couple of episodes ago. I'll link that one in the show notes. There's a great values bundle if you want to establish your values. And I know that for some people, this is just really uncomfortable. Change isn't going to come if we don't feel a little bit of discomfort. The liminal space, it's about not knowing exactly what's next. And that's really hard because you just want to know where you're going in life. You want to follow the path, and stepping off the path, making a choice that takes you on this back dirt road where you have no idea where it's going, that's a hard decision and a hard path to take. So it's about embracing the fact that you're in transition. And rural women, we have a plan and we prepare for so much in life and in farm life. But the truth is that you don't have to have everything figured out yet. The liminal space is about allowing yourself to evolve without the pressure to know exactly how everything will turn out. You can take that back road and follow it down to some magical place that you never even thought you wanted to go. But I know in rural life, we're often taught to work hard, stay steady, and sometimes personal growth requires us to step into the unknown, to trust that you'll find your way. Even if it's messy or uncomfortable, it's a necessary part of cultivating a more fulfilling and balanced life. In the liminal space, the question isn't, what should I be? But rather, what could I be? It's about possibility and potential, not obligation. And this, for rural women, they often feel trapped by identity of what they think they should be. A perfect farm wife, a selfless mother, always without taking care of themselves. You put yourself in a box with a title because it's comfortable. And I think many of us get trapped in what we think our identity is, whether it's farm wife, mum, caretaker. We believe that we have to stay within the boundaries of this role, but change is asking us to expand beyond them and redefine who we are. I know for many years that I put myself in this box, that I was a mum, and I was a mum to kids with some complex medical issues, and that's all I could be. I couldn't step out of that box and be anything else because the thought of doing so made me feel so uncomfortable, but also like I couldn't, I shouldn't. This was my role. This is where I should stay. This is where, in this space, my kids are my priority. And if I don't make them my priority, then I am not following the rules. I am stepping out of the role that I've been defined in. And I went to this workshop and I explained it in this way. And these women went, we understand you so much better now. We understand why it's so hard for you to take these steps. And I didn't even realize that I had put myself in a box. I just thought, this is my place. This is what I am. And I can't be any more than that. And it wasn't until I went to this workshop and sort of sat there and went, okay, I can be a mum. I can be a caretaker. I can be a farm wife, but I can be more at the same time. I am not defined by the one title that I have. And I think that we put these labels on really early on. And it stems back to when you're a kid and they say, I'm not good at maths. And I know that this is me. In high school, I was not good at maths. And even to this day, as soon as we go to do budgets and things, I will sit there and go, oh no, I'm not good at maths. I can't do that. And it comes back to kids when you have it that you're the pretty girl, you're the smart girl, you're the funny girl. We put these labels on them. You're the sporty boy. You're the clever boy. You're the kind and caring boy. We put these titles on kids and we don't realize that from such a young age that it puts them in a box because they think that's who they are, who they should be, and they don't look beyond it to who they could be. And I am so conscious with my kids of trying not to say things like, oh, well, you're good at this. It doesn't mean you have to be good at this. If you want to be good at something and you work hard, you can do it. And have it that their world is not limited by these beliefs that they put in place because someone puts a box around them as being one thing. When we've put ourselves in this box for so long and said, I'm a farm wife, I'm a mum, I'm a caretaker, and you also then have these boxes like, oh, I can't drive a tractor, I can't do budgets, I can't keep an organized home. And we put these things there that are actually limiting our own belief of where we can get to if we put some change in place. When we've had this box around us for so long, taking that change can be a giant leap of faith, especially in rural life where predictability is comforting. You may not know exactly where a new habit or routine will lead, but trust that discomfort is part of the journey. Trust that change is hard, but it's necessary for growth and finding your true contentment. So let's do a little recap. Liminal space is when you step into change. There's this awkward in-between phase. You're no longer who you were. You're not quite where you want to be. And it can feel really uncertain and unsettling. But trust me that in this space, it's where you grow the most. And it's where you need the most patience. It's where the magic of transformation happens, even if it feels uncomfortable. Change challenges you to see yourself. You might feel trapped in what you think you should be instead of thinking about what you could be. Embrace the shift. Allow yourself to grow. You can create a new version of yourself that feels more aligned with where you want to go while still being the person that you were. You don't have to just totally have a new personality. You can still be a farm wife, but do it a little bit differently to what other farm wives do. These changes are just creating the opportunity for what could be, not what should be. So if you're in that uncomfortable space between the old and new, take heart that you're not alone. You're exactly where you need to be. Change is hard, but it's also where the growth happens. It's where the discovery of your true self happens. So even when change feels uncomfortable, it's the messy middle part where we grow the most. And that's how we cultivate true contentment in our lives. So thank you for listening today. I would love it if you could share the episode, share what change you're making in your life, share a change that's felt really uncomfortable but has led you to so many great things. If you can leave a little rating and review, because when those reviews come in, it does things to the algorithm and then the podcast reaches more rural women that want to make change in their lives to cultivate contentment. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Cultivate Contentment. I hope you found inspiration and practical tips to help you on your journey towards a more contented life. If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider subscribing or following the podcast on your favorite platform. And don't forget to leave a review to let me know your thoughts. For more content and community support, be sure to follow on Instagram at Grounded Farm Wife. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Together, we can continue to cultivate contentment in our lives. Until next time, take care and stay grounded.